This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. The French city of Evian remains the epicenter of global diplomacy today as the G7 summit enters its crucial phase. With India participating as a partner country, all eyes are firmly set on a highly anticipated bilateral meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump, scheduled for later today on the sidelines of the summit. This marks the first face-to-face meeting between the two leaders since they last met in Washington, D.C. in February 2025. During today's engagement, they are expected to hold wide-ranging discussions to deepen bilateral cooperation across multiple sectors, while also deliberating on pressing regional and global issues of mutual interest. Besides his meeting with the US President, Prime Minister Modi is also scheduled today to participate in the G7 working session on reviving balanced, inclusive and sustainable economic growth for the benefit of all, and the working lunch on ensuring the safe, rapid and effective deployment of artificial intelligence. The Prime Minister will also hold a trilateral meeting with the EU Council President Antonio Costa, European Commission President von der Leyen, and a bilateral engagement with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. Prime Minister Narendra Modi undertook extensive diplomatic outreach on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Evian, France, holding bilateral meetings with leaders from several countries. The Ministry of External Affairs said that during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney welcomed the positive momentum in India-Canada relations. During his meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Prime Minister Modi reviewed the progress in India-UK relations under Vision 2035. Prime Minister Modi also met UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan on the sidelines of the G7 summit and underscored the importance of dialogue, diplomacy and respect for international law, sovereignty and territorial integrity in advancing enduring peace, security and stability in the West Asia region. Prime Minister Modi also met Kenyan President William Ruto. Mr. Modi said India and Kenya share a long-standing partnership anchored in the aspirations of the Global South. During his meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi, Mr. Modi emphasized that India and Japan will continue to deepen ties across diverse sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the outreach session on forging new partnerships and rebuilding international solidarity at the G7 summit in Evian, France, yesterday. Ministry of External Affairs informed that during the session, the Prime Minister underscored the importance of trust in building international partnerships, especially in an increasingly interconnected world. During the meeting, the Prime Minister also highlighted that India has always followed a humanity-first approach. He said this is reflected in India-led initiatives such as the International Solar Alliance, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, the Global Biofuel Alliance Mission Life and the Ek Ped Mark Inam campaign. He further said that India's vision of international partnership is rooted in the timeless philosophy of Vasudeva Kutumbakam, the world is one family. The G7 nations have announced a series of initiatives to strengthen global health and development cooperation with several partner countries, including India. The G7 leaders called for a coordinated international response to the re-emerging Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. India, Egypt, Kenya and South Korea joined the appeal for enhanced measures including contact tracing, border surveillance and community engagement. The G7 further reaffirmed its commitment to accelerating the global fight against cancer, supported by partner countries. Including India and Brazil, the leaders stressed the importance of prevention, early diagnosis and access to quality health care. In the FIFA World Cup 2026, France began their campaign in style by defeating Senegal 3-1 in a Group 1 clash at New Jersey in the United States last night. Senegal showed great resilience to begin the match. They did not let France penetrate till the 66th minute, however, Kylian Mbappe starred with a brace, including a goal that saw him become France's all-time top scorer, while Bradley Barcola added the second to put the game beyond the reach late on. And that is the end of this news bulletin.